The challenge of adapting the principles of agile IT development and acquisition is something that the U.S. Navy's David Waddell thinks about all the time. He's the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Information Dominance.
Fiscal pressures that our service is under and will be under in the next fit up, and it doesn't get better in each year, is going to be significant. So the agility that we have will be more measured in terms of things that are simple, products that can spiral, and items that we can tamp down the requirements and prohibit or minimize to the maximum extent possible requirements creep.
Waddell is one of a trio of top Navy IT decision makers on a panel at the FCA DC monthly luncheon held last Friday at the Pentagon City Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Waddell says that given the normal 3 to 4 year lead time to get anything for the Navy, the concept of agile IT acquisition has relevance to components both old and new. Here, he offered this example of current agile development of a replacement for a radar jamming module on one of the Navy's fleet of aircraft.
The ALQ-99 jammer pod on board our Growlers is about a 40-year-old jamming pod. It's been around a long time, and it still does a pretty good job. And so now we're in the midst of building the next one, and our goal is that our vision is to hope that we can do as well as the Navy did with ALQ-99. Upgraded via software predominantly, but it lasted a long time. So that capital investment is something that we just continue to build upon. So that is the spiral capability that we're looking at.
Waddell also believes agile development incorporates the idea of teaming up with the Navy's existing research and development arms.
We look for teaming with ONR. So items that are relatively immature and require additional TRL level maturity or greater R&D effort, we look to be able to team with ONR or NRL to be able to advance that at the same time or in parallel with working the JSIDS process. If I can do both of those in parallel, I can cut down a year to 2 years of bureaucracy and getting a capability out to our Navy.
ONR is the Office of Naval Research in Arlington. NRL is Naval Research Lab in Washington. Waddell also goes on to say that his ideal would be to work with both the research community and with the vendor community to come up with a family of technology modules that can work in all sorts of electronic gear, modules that will have already been tested and certified for one particular use and be readily adapted for use in a similar or even a different product. Also addressing the AFSEA DC luncheon, Rear Admiral Charles Grunt Smith, the Navy's Program Executive Officer for Enterprise Information Systems, who says state of the shelf is how he sizes up whether a system or its software are ready.
In my portfolio, we tend to drive for what's the state of the shelf, not the back of the shelf either, but what's the state of the shelf, to deliver in a cost-wise manner. And because these things are so vital from both business and communications, I can't afford to miss a beat. So I want somebody else to put the risk into proving the technology before we've got to employ it for the Navy and Marine Corps. And that's honest. I don't want to be the test bed if I don't have to.
Rear Admiral James Searing, the Navy's Program Executive Officer for Integrated Warfare Systems, even went so far as to seek out guidance from the AFSEA IT membership for their own best practices when it comes to melding weapon systems with IT.
I would like us to think, and if you could provide me ideas specifically either today or on email, on how to manage that that product through the life cycle of these real-time combat systems in terms of being able to upgrade these components and products when you change and when you need to upgrade. At the same time, from a process standpoint, understanding what it takes to test, insert and test something like that when you're dealing with radar and missiles at sea and the safety aspect of that. So I kind of see the two universes colliding between the weapon system, at least on the surface side today, and the IT part of what we do.
Searing also says he's hoping agile IT development will allow the Navy surface ships to one day take advantage of the advanced capabilities builds that have been developed for the submarine fleet. Those capabilities allow for a 2-year development and deployment cycle for new IT systems innovations. In Pentagon City, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.